Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
All right, welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here live from New York City at the FNTSY studios. And we'll be here until 2 o'clock Eastern. Full-time fantasy will take over at that point. As always, to dial up the show, 844-843-6879. We have Chris Pavona producing the show. And since we are live in New York City, we thought that we could get a little bit of help from our friends. And so joining me here on the show today is none other than the legend Lenny Melnick and the Roto Lady Andrea Lamont. They'll be with me for the next hour and 45 minutes. So if you guys want to come by, say hello, we can do that as well. But first and foremost, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for being here with me on the show today.
Nothing can stop us. This is a hostile takeover, by the way. I just want to let you know, we're not leaving. We're going to do the show all day, all night, Marianne.
You're going to do your 24-hour
podcast? 5 minutes, so get ready.
All right. Remember to use the bathroom, Linda.
That's right.
Not here, though, in the studio. I know that you've been accused of that before. Andrea, thank you so much also for coming on and doing the show. I know you made an appearance with me here last week, so thank you.
I know you loved it so much, you had to get me.
We did it again. But it really is great to see you guys again.
Yes, it is.
Great to be here in New York. It wouldn't have been a trip without seeing you.
Well, I wouldn't have let you in New York unless you made an obligation to see me.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys. And Lenny and Andrea, for those of you who know, live about an hour and a half away.
Hour and a half away.
Right, but we came last night and spent the night. Because you know Lenny likes to get here early.
Is that true?
No, it's not.
Just
true.
Joke.
No, lying in the first segment of the show. Yeah, we usually wait till segment four for the lying.
All right.
Okay, so let's get started here. Last night we saw the home run derby in Major League Baseball. And I know with the changing landscape in the game and everyone saying that the balls are juiced and what's really going on. And I'll start with you, Lenny. Look,
yes,
the way that I anticipate big events like this for Major League Baseball, I want to be wowed. I want to be excited. I want to be shocked. And I want to be able to, on a radio show, react to that the next day.
Yeah.
And for really the first time in a while in baseball, I think it's fair to say, look, we are passionate about playing fantasy, and we're passionate about playing the game. With no game being played last night in baseball, that may have been the highlight of the entire season, watching that home run derby last night.
Truth in advertising, I had a meeting. I'm on a committee at my condo. I'm in charge of I don't even know what I'm in charge of, but I had a three.
Sounds reasonable.
So I didn't even see the home run derby, and I'm still excited about it from what I've heard. It's fantastic. I always liked the slam dunk contest in the NBA,
right?
Until the superstars decided that they weren't going to participate anymore. But in Major League Baseball, they all participate. Yeah, I would have liked to see Joey Gallo and Aaron Judge, and I would have liked to see Giancarlo Stanton and the big boys. But let me tell you something. They put on a great show yesterday.
Right, and Andrea, as part of that, and we're going to get into this throughout the show, what Major League Baseball sometimes fails to do is really promote their stars and their young stars in the game. And what we've seen over the last week is the NBA take full control over everything that's happening in sports. In fact, the biggest stories in sports over the last week have been the NBA, they've been women's soccer, and probably Wimbledon. But last night, finally, baseball had its chance to shine. Pete Alonso, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Josh Bell, and these are the kind of guys that we are drafting in fantasy, but in reality, we need a little bit more of that for people to be interested in it.
So there was only one hitter that makes over $1 million a year in this. And it was, I just feel like baseball did the best thing that it could have possibly done to recruit new fans, to get young people interested. I think that for baseball, the biggest issue is trying to recruit new fans, young fans. And yesterday, you had the fan favorites up there hitting, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was just putting on a show. I mean, yeah. He's only hit 8 home runs all season so far. So he's been a little bit disappointing for fantasy owners that drafted him.
Sure.
But baseball did the right thing. It was very much fun. I did watch it, actually. So I'm not that important.
Where? You know. Both of you guys are in the same house?
He's busy.
I was out. I had an HOA meeting for 3 hours. Yeah. But I will tell you.
Lenny, it's been great having you here on the show.
Thank you very much.
Andrea, continue.
Home run what? Roller derby?
How can you miss
the home run derby?
I had a very important meeting, man.
You
going to
watch the All-Star game tonight?
We had people sleeping in the parking lot in parking lot 12. I had to call
breaking. Breaking
the police.
News. So before we move any further, and we're going to do our three up, three down segment coming up in about 5 minutes from now. For those of you, by the way, who are listening live, you understand that this is our first segment of the show. If you're listening on demand, you did not miss the three up, three down segment. We'll be posting that on all of the places where you can hear podcasts, of course, on iTunes, on Stitcher. And so if you want to hear three up, three down, stay tuned if you're live. If you're on demand, it comes 5 minutes from now, a little bit different how we've done shows over the past month and a half. Let's get the kind of groupthink poll here on these two players, okay? Because these are the two players that were featured in the Home Run Derby last night, but arguably I can make the case that in fantasy, people will have to make decisions next year. In fact, I would go on a limb and say next year in fantasy, the guy who won the Home Run Derby, Pete Alonso, is, if things continue and trend toward this way...
They won't.
Okay, well, hold on a second. If things continue and trend this way, and you're right, there's no guarantee of that.
Oh, no.
He'll hit 40 to 50 home runs. Yeah, the record for a rookie is 49, right? McGuire in 87. Okay. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who was already in our fantasy drafts going in the middle rounds without having played a single
round
game.
Round four in a couple
okay,
of years.
Right, going there. Who will be the better player in the second half of this season, and who will be the higher pick in fantasy next year? Pete Alonso or Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Lenny, I'll start with you, and then we'll go to Andrew.
There's no doubt it's going to be Vlad. No doubt he's going to be Vlad. And I have a prediction about Peter Alonso, which we'll get into later, because I think he's going to be a bust in the second half. I think pitchers in Major League Baseball are going to realize that I'm not pitching to my strength. I'm going to pitch to his weakness. His weakness is the off-speed pitch. And I'm telling you, they're going to knock him down to 210 batting average.
You like second half?
Neither. I'm
you, have
fantasy,
to, you have to pick one for the show. You
then I'll take
one.
Alonzo okay, just because fine. He's already doing it.
And for next year, who's the higher draft pick?
Vladdy.
And Vladdy is what round next year? In a 12-team standard league, what round is he going in?
I'm not going to draft him, but like he
not
went
you.
In the fourth
saying,
round
well,
this year.
So it'll be second, third, what?
Fourth
round
he's
again?
He's only hit 8 home runs.
I guarantee you he goes in the first 30 picks in every draft next year.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Based on what?
All about hype.
Excitement?
All about the hype, but expectations.
All you had to do was look at last night.
Yeah.
That
doesn't win fantasy leagues.
Exactly, but it's the helium of the fantasy draft season. People will remember that just like they remember Josh Hamilton doing what he did many years ago.
Yep.
And right. He rarely provided the fantasy value. In fact, at Josh Hamilton's highest point of his career, where he went, he never lived up to that promise. It was the year that people were down on him that he would come back and deliver again, and that was kind of the story of his career. Just when you thought that you could believe Josh Hamilton, he let you down, both in reality and fantasy, unfortunately for him. All right, we'll take our first time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. We've got Lenny Meldick in the house, as well as Andrea Lamont. You can follow Lenny on Twitter, at Lenny Meldick. You can follow Andrea on Twitter, at RotoLady. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Craig Mish. Coming up next, time for a little three up, three down here on the show. We will get our ladies and gentlemen's thoughts on what's trending up and what's trending down in the world of sports. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig, Lenny, Andrea. We're back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to gamefacegrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs. your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can see this programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you along with Andrea Lamont, Lenny Melnick. We are in the house. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. A little bit late today. We had some technical difficulties at the top of the show. So those of you who expect three up, three down about 10 minutes ago, we're going to do it now, and I'll start off. We'll have Lenny's opinions. We'll have Andrea's opinions here on the show, and then we'll post these on demand later for you on FantasySportsNetwork.com as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever you hear a podcast. I'll get started. I'll start with my trending up, and that was seeing Carlos Carrasco yesterday at the Home Run Derby. Everybody knows by now, over the last week, he came out and said that about a month ago, he is diagnosed with leukemia, but it was great to see Carrasco in his home park in Cleveland with his kids and his family watching the Home Run Derby. So that, to me, really stuck out as my first one. I'll turn it over to Andrea for her first three up, three down. Andrea, what's trending up for you today?
One more thing about Carrasco. He is cleared to do baseball activities, even though we don't know when he's coming back to pitch. That's also up. So my first one is Yasiel Puig. He's hitting .414 over the last 7 weeks after only hitting .260 the first 7 weeks. And I don't know if you guys saw the Reds out there in their sleeveless jersey, or maybe just saw Puig out there in his sleeveless jersey. But he's trending up. He's a monster.
Yeah. Bad hair, but
yeah. What about my
none of us can complain actually here.
What about my sleeveless jersey? You ever see me in one? I can, you know, I can pump them up. All right, my trending up. In 1957, the fans voted in the All-Star team, and they voted 8 Cincinnati Reds to the starting All-Star team. I am happy to report that I think fantasy baseball is getting into the minds of the people. When you get Ketel Marte and Josh Bell being voted on the team, it wasn't just the fans' favorite stuffing the ballots for their hometown guys. It was about the star players getting in, so I liked it.
Yeah, that was good. And I think that the All-Star game needs a change as it pertains to the voting. We can't have just guys that, remember, that were injured being voted into the game and not playing. I think Tulowitzki, that happened a couple of times to him and some other guys as well. All right, my second one will be Justin Verlander, pitcher of the Houston Astros, at the media day yesterday, said that baseball is a joke. They own Rawlings, and therefore there's no question in his mind that the ball is juiced, that it's making it ridiculous. And, you know, Andrew, at this point, like, I mean, it's very hard to determine what's going to happen next year because Rob Manfred, as I talked about on the show yesterday, said that this was just a different batch of baseballs. Based on what we saw yesterday at the Home Run Derby, I don't think baseball is going to change this anytime soon. So for guys like Verlander and company, it could be trouble for them.
Yeah, Verlander's just mad because he keeps giving up homers. So that's
giving
just
up a lot.
Good, yeah. So my my number two is the National League is full of contending teams, which keeps baseball exciting and fun. And I think that's trending up for sure. There's only two teams out of the running.
And who's that?
Well, okay. The Mets don't think they're out. But
right.
In my opinion,
Giants
they're
and
out.
Marlins?
The Marlins.
Oh,
the Giants are only 5 games back.
So who's out of it? The
Mets are 7, and the Marlins are 13.
So who's out of it officially?
I would say, for my opinion, the Mets and the Marlins.
Mets and the Marlins, and that's yeah. it. That's I think right. The Giants are out.
They could be.
Giants are out.
It's only a matter of a couple games.
So the Giants come out and say they may be buyers instead of sellers.
Stop.
Right? Yeah, I know.
That's how you build trade value.
That's what
Farhan
you do.
Zaidi's doing a good job there.
That's
okay,
what's
your second
do.
One?
All right, my second up is the fact that it was so exciting in the Home Run Derby. People complain about the lack of action. I think Major League Baseball, 10, 15 years from now, we're going to have to eliminate the pitcher, and we're going to have a tee. We're going to be playing tee ball so that every pitch is action. Right now, the kids of today, everything is kill a zombie, kill a zombie, kill a zombie. If you knew that the Red Sox and Yankees were playing and it was tee ball, it's hard to hit a home run, by the way, off a tee. At action, every swing, eventually Major League Baseball is going to lead to it. This is a trending up based upon the action yesterday.
All right, so killing zombies at baseball
games? Forget the zombies.
Oh, no, that was just a...
Yeah.
It was an oxymoron there?
Yeah, well, from an oxymoron.
There you go. Okay, my third thing, speaking of zombies, Stranger Things 3 on Netflix debuted, and they're saying, now again, no one really has the metrics of this except for Netflix, but they're saying that it's the most watched Netflix show of all time. I think 50 million people all at once, they're saying, were watching it. And by the way, it was really good, so I don't doubt that. Andrew, what's your final one?
David Freese. Why is he still on the waiver? He is absolutely having a very good season. He's on pace for over 80 runs, over 80 RBIs. He's got 15 home runs so far, 4 stolen bases, and I don't understand why he's still available. So please, people, pick him up. He's on the up.
Yeah, he's having a really good year, Lenny. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Your final one?
Not at all. Look out. The Chicago White Sox are on the rise. When you have Yoan Moncada, who I think is just improving by the day, and Eloy.
Eloy Jimenez.
Eloy Jimenez. Not Elroy.
Not Elroy.
Like I used to call
no,
him.
No, not Elroy.
And Louis, was there Robert or Robert?
How do Robert. You Louis,
Louis Robert. Robert. I'm telling you, this team has the makings, and they're putting it all together, and they just signed A.J. Reed, which is very interesting.
Oh, stop.
I don't know. I don't know.
You think if the Astros that. Didn't want him, that he's going to
yeah,
be
I know, but,
White Sox?
Yeah, I know, but I just got a feeling. Anyway, the White Sox looking up. This is going to be the team of the future starting next year. Yeah,
if their pitching is healthy.
Well,
because they have Lucas Giolito.
Yeah, all right.
Obviously, Dylan Cease is number
yeah,
two.
And Lopez. Don't
well, he's been
Lope
horrible.
Ronaldo,
he's been
forget,
horrible.
Yeah,
Rodon some, is Tommy John surgery.
And Ivan. And don't forget Nova.
Yeah, so they still
they
have
got
a little
bad,
work to do.
They have work to do. Work. Yeah, they got work.
All right, trending down for me. I'll start off. Josh Bell. Look, he's having a great year, but, man, that was a bad performance in the Home Run Derby from him last night. Got knocked out almost immediately. There were a lot of people who thought he was going to win that thing, but not even close. For me, Josh Bell was disappointing. Trending down for me. Andrea? Okay.
Yes, Jose Alvarado is trending down. What a disappointment here. He's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks after really only coming, not really performing the way that we drafted him to as a closer. So he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, and that's down. Definitely down.
Trending down. I know that the home team wants to see their hometown players, but you tell me if there were more than two people that paid to see Carlos Santana in the Home Run Derby. I mean, I want to see home run hitters. He's a good hitter. He's a Cleveland player. I get it. I don't think anybody paid to see Carlos Santana in the Home Run
well,
Derby.
Well, they pay regardless. It's a big event. So.
But not for
you,
him.
You got to put Cleveland guys
no,
in the
you,
home run?
Why? You don't. You put the guys that
do.
Deserve it.
Always, Harper in Washington. Stanton.
I would have rather seen Dietrich in there.
Stanton and Bohr in Miami.
Yeah, I know. Don't,
they put their hometown guys in.
I don't
you
agree
don't like
with
it.
I don't like
tickets,
it.
Lenny, you're going to sell out no matter what at the Home
Trending Run Derby. Down.
trending down. All right, my second trending down, I don't know if you guys saw this in Kentucky, but Jim Beam, of course, who makes arguably some of the most popular liquor in the country, a lightning bolt struck Jim Beam's place in Kentucky, and all of the barrels of Jim Beam spilled into a lake, killing millions of fish. They're trying to figure out what to do, and they're warning people not to go fishing anywhere near the lakes in Kentucky because it is completely contaminated now with whiskey and all other kinds of liquor, and all the fish are just popping to the top. They're saying the fish are not drunk.
Okay, is that really contamination, though? Is that, I mean, you know, what are we risking here?
A lot of dead
getting
fish.
Getting drunk?
A lot of dead fish. A lot of dead sea life, Andrea. You don't respect the sea
life.
Well,
I'm going fishing for just to, you know, they're marinated by now.
Yeah. What happens when the fish, you know, like, wind up, like, on the shore? Is that the Jim Beam on the rocks? All right, next.
Well done.
Good one.
Next.
That's it. You don't have to deliver any other one-liners
that's
today.
That's my trending down four, five, and six for next year.
Okay, okay. Andrea, over to
amazing.
You.
Amazing, okay. Jake Arrieta. Philly's in trouble to begin with, but one of the reasons is Jake Arrieta. He hit three batters in four and a third innings, gave up 11 hits on Saturday. He's got problems. He's got an injury. He knows he has an injury. When asked about it, he basically just stood there and paused. And so he's going to miss time. The Phillies are in trouble. He's got a 6.63 ERA. You got to get rid of Arrieta. He's trending down.
Yeah, I was very big on Arrieta going into the season. I thought he was going to have a really good year. And I also thought, by the way, the Phillies were going to score a lot of runs for him. So in leagues that you play that you just get wins, I thought Philly would be one of the top offenses. And so he'd win 15 games based on that. But no, it does not look good. And obviously he said that he would crack the skull of Todd
Frazier.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's trending double down on that one. All right, Lenny, your second one, please.
Okay, the Detroit Tigers are marketing Matt Boyd. I get it. The Tigers have a good farm system. Even Miguel Cabrera is saying we can't trade Matt Boyd. If you're going to rebuild, how do you trade your best pitcher? I don't think they're going to get the haul that they deserve. I don't want to see Detroit trade Matt Boyd. I don't want to see teams tanking it so that they can get a better draft pick or better players. Come on, man. Keep your good players and build around them.
What do you think Miguel Cabrera is going to say?
Yeah.
Stuck there for the next 6 years.
Yeah, he said he doesn't want to rebuild, man. I don't blame him.
Of course he doesn't want to rebuild. He's got nowhere to go.
A reporter's asked, how come he only has six home runs? You know what he says? He says, look who's betting behind me.
Yeah.
And he came out and said that.
I understand that. Right? Listen, a Hall of Fame player, but not nearly what he was. All right, We got about 2 minutes to go here. My final trending, Disney is recalling some of their toys from Toy Story 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw the movie yet. Of course, I did, having kids. So Forky is the toy that they're recalling. It says it may cause some danger. He's a star of the movie, by the way, Forky.
Is he a fork?
He is a spork, yeah.
Good.
He must be dangerous. The kids poke their eye out, you know?
I think that's part of the conversation, Andrea. Okay.
Joanne Moncada, he's not as good as I thought he was. Someone asked me a question about a keeper league, and I went to look up his numbers a little bit closer, and I noticed that he's still striking out over 27% of the time. His batting average on balls in play is really close to 400. I really was disappointed when I found this out because I was really happy that he actually worked on his plate discipline and improved, and now I'm saying this is going to blow up on him. So sell, sell, sell. It's trending down for Yoan Moncada.
If you can. Got to keep teams active and engaged in the second half of the season to make those trades. Your final one, Lenny,
For all you guys who are depending on Shohei Ohtani becoming a great pitcher, forget about it. His offensive production has made the Angels the fourth highest scoring team since he came back in May. I think that Ohtani becomes offense only. He's too valuable. He won't pitch very much next year.
Yeah, he's been great offensively.
Yep.
As good as anybody since
That's
April.
Enough, Absolutely. Not a down.
Yeah, it's not really a downer there.
Well, if you're looking for him as a pitcher, he's a downer.
I guess in a keeper league.
In a keeper league.
Both, yeah. Brendan McKay, hitter and pitcher, too. All right, that's our three up, three down segment. Coming up next, we'll play a little You Make the Call. You'll get to choose what we talk about here on the show. That's next here on Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Lenny Melnick, Andrea Lamont. This is FST.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my
account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-869-4993 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-869-4993 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-869-4993. That's 800-869-4993.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you on the show on this Tuesday. We're live at the FNTSY Studios in New York City. Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet up to $500. It's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sportsbook wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up your new account, claim your free wager of up to $500 today. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Well, this is a special show today, since we have Lenny and Andrea here in the show. And so rather than us playing this game of you make the call with just my ideas and segments for the show, we're going to give you the opportunity to hear what you want to hear from Andrea and Lenny, who are in the house in this edition of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, so on this edition of You Make the Call, make sure you vote at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio. And we'll go ahead and we'll retweet that from our accounts, and then you guys can determine what we talk about here on the show. Here are the three topics and the three choices. We'll start off with choice A. If you vote A, you'll get to hear some of Lenny Melnick's breakout stars. That would be for voting for choice A. Choice B, if you're going to do stars, you have to be busts. So Andrew will do her fantasy busts.
Andrew busts are good.
There you go. Well, listen, you said it, not me. Andrea's fantasy bust, that's choice two. Vote right now. Vote early, vote often. At Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio. And then choice C, I'm going to steal this from your guys' show over on Satellite Radio, Team in Turmoil.
The tit segment.
Yeah, that's right. Team in Turmoil segment. So that's choice C. So once again, this version of You Make the Call brought to you by us. A, Lenny's Breakout Stars. B, Andrea's Fantasy Bus. And C, Team in Turmoil. Vote right now for any of those three. And that's how you do it. And that's then it. And this is what we do, by the way, guys, every day. And then they choose what we talk about. So basically, the way that this works is I do a little bit of extra work here on the show.
I know.
I prepare for all three things to be able to talk about. And then they choose one. And then the second hour of the show, we talk about them on the show.
That's fair. I listen to the show a lot. I'm pretty, you don't have to explain
you're the, okay, you're the one.
I'm the
guy. No problem.
I'm the caller, too.
You're the caller also?
Yes.
You're the one call, too.
I'm the caller.
Okay, so vote right now again, at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio. We want to see your votes, and that will determine what we talk about here on the show. Okay, so going back to some of the fantasy baseball discussion, we're sitting here. It is the first half of the season. There are a little bit more than 80 games that have been played. We have a full second half of the season to go. But the hottest topic right now, for sure, in reality, in fantasy, was the performance of Vlad Jr. last night. There's just no question about that. That's what everybody is talking about today. Going into our season-long fantasy baseball seasons, I would probably gather that Vlad Jr. was the highest fantasy draft pick as a rookie than we've ever seen in fantasy. I would say that if it wasn't him, it was close enough. Now, look, there have been other players in their second year out of the box to go very high in fantasy. Albert Pujols, after his rookie year, was a first or second round pick in fantasy.
Right,
there have
right,
been
right.
some others, too. But look, in the last 10 years, Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun, Byron Buxton, these players went high. They did not go as high as Vlad Jr. did. So, Lenny, I'll start off with you. There have been a lot of rookies that have come up in this epic season of fantasy and have performed at the highest levels. In fact, I've said it before to you, sometimes you're a rookie is a rookie is a rookie.
I was waiting for you to,
okay.
I needed
okay.
you to
sometimes
say that.
Sometimes that works out. It has not
now
worked out in your favor.
Oh, yes,
this.
It has.
Oh, no,
yes,
it
has.
Oh, no,
you don't
it
understand
not.
It. That's why. It's not that they're not going to be any good, but we overpay for them.
No
we
one no one overpaid for Austin Riley this year.
Well,
yeah,
no,
no one
right.
paid for okay. Jordan, Yordan Alvarez
there are,
this year.
Yes, it has
No one
changed.
Paid for him.
But
that, that's the point. Is if you invested a late-round pick in any of these rookies, they went far and above. Now, I understand your point with Vlad Jr. has not come through.
Right.
But virtually every single one of these guys who's coming up that are on the waiver wire and in the NFBC leagues, you can't acquire the player until they come up.
That's right.
They've come through for you. The hitters, that is. So, back to my question. Is Vlad Jr. the top fantasy rookie moving forward the rest of the season? And if not, who is?
You're asking me or the lady goes
I'm through? Starting off with, I'm looking at you.
You're looking at me. It
I'm
doesn't mean
you.
Anything.
I'm looking
you're
at
looking
you.
At me. I say no.
Hold on it.
I say no. I say the number one rookie who's going to have a better career than Vladimir Guerrero is Eloy Jimenez, White Sox. And I go, now look, I haven't seen Vladimir Guerrero in person. And I know the expectations are great. Other people's reports are terrific. But it took me one game to see in person. We went up to, where did we go? Up to Rochester to see Eloy in person. The moment he stepped on the field, I turned to Andy and I said, holy cow. He just, his field presence, his just his manner, just the way he plays the game with the utmost confidence. When he comes up to bat, even when he makes out, he looks impressive. I think Eloy is going to be a better player than Vlad.
All right, well, let's just do a side-by-side comparison real quick for people who are listening.
Oh, this year's not a comparison, this year.
Well, this year there is no comparison because Eloy has 16 home runs. Vlad has 8. RBIs I can't look at as a determiner. On-base percentage, right now Vlad Jr. with an on-base percentage of 33% and Eloy with just over 303, slugging 482 for Eloy, slugging 415 or 413.
I rest my case.
Look, that's the first half of the season. We don't know what's
going to
happen the second half of the season. Andrew, do you think that Vlad Jr. is the best rookie in fantasy going forward the rest of the season? If not, who is?
No way. I do not think he's the best rookie going forward this season because he only hits fastballs and every pitcher knows it. And that's the problem for him right now. I mean, I do believe in the whole saying rookie is a rookie is a rookie. And I know that over the past several years.
It used to work. Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
It does work. A lot of the reason is because of what we're seeing with Vlad. It's just, it's all about making adjustments. And no matter who you are, how hard you hit the ball, you're going to have holes. You're going to be taken advantage of by pitchers because they're going to figure it out. But it's all about making the adjustments. And I don't think Vladimir Jr.'s got it all together yet. Although I will say, Craig, that over the past 5 years or so, the rookies are getting better statistically. Yeah. I still don't draft them in fantasy. Absolutely not, especially when I have no clue. We don't know what they're going to do. I mean, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a perfect example of this. You're going to draft him in the fourth round, and he's
No, I understand that, but you're giving us, both of you, are giving us one player.
Oh, do you want some more?
May I? Yes.
Verdugo.
Verdugo was not drafted high in any fantasy league.
Vogelbach. You said going forward.
No,
for the
okay,
half
right,
season.
Right. No, okay. So I apologize. Going back to, are we okay? So who is? So let's close out that conversation.
I don't draft rookies in the.
So who is the rookie in the second half of the season better than Vlad Jr.?
Vogelbach and Verdugo.
Okay, fine. Now you're on record with those two.
Okay.
Now going back to the conversation of the rookies and not drafting rookies, I will ask you this. Has Pete Alonso delivered above his average draft
position? Absolutely.
Okay. Well, where did he get drafted? Did he even
doesn't
get drafted?
Even, it doesn't even matter.
I'll tell you right now, live on the radio.
We're live?
I don't know. Are we?
Rookies are getting better, though, by the way.
Has he outperformed his ADP?
No question.
Okay. Has Christian Walker outperformed his ADP?
Yes. Maybe we're picking wrong.
Has Austin Riley?
Yeah, but there are plenty of rookies.
Has Brandon Lau. Hold on. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah. I know.
Has Brandon Lau. Has Michael Chavis.
None of these guys were drafted.
Has Fernando Tatis.
Yes.
Has Victor Robles.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a rookie.
You can't. That's the problem. They've all had great years.
End of the year, over under on Franco's batting average. Franco?
The
first baseman on the Mets.
Third base, Phillies.
Pete Alonso?
Yeah, Alonso, not Franco. I say under 250, and I'll bet you a dinner right now.
Under 250 batting average?
Batting average.
So he drops 31 points.
Under
in
250.
The last, I'll take that bet.
You'll
yes,
take
good.
It.
Yeah. Where are we going? Under I can't 250. Wait. I win either way because I get to go.
You see, right now the pitchers are pitching to their strength. Their strength is the fastball. That's what it is. And it's changing, I'll tell you. But Alonso can hit the fastball. When pitchers get the mentality of, I'm not going to pitch to my strength, I'm going to pitch to their weakness and start throwing them off-speed pitches. Same thing to Vlad. Right now it's a macho game. They're pounding themselves on the chest. I'm blowing the ball by him. That's how baseball goes. But you'll see second half, you'll see a decrease in his batting average big time.
The only rookies that I can find that have not produced their draft value.
Rowdy Tillis.
Fantasy. No, he's been good too.
Yeah, he's been good.
The only ones would be that I can see, at least off the top.
Yes.
And again, you took probably Carter Kieboom in one of the last rounds, but he obviously struggled in his first time up and then went back down to the minors. The one that stands out the most to me is probably Garrett Hampson on Colorado.
Oh, baby, horrible. That's the rookie. He's a rookie. He's a rookie.
Right, but
there.
I gave you 15
you just
guys.
It.
15
but
out of 16.
Nobody cared about the other.
I drafted him, of course, me. Garrett Hampson.
That's the one that I look at.
Bases,
he probably
right?
was in the first 15 rounds of a fantasy draft, I would say.
Mm.
And he hasn't delivered the value. And
what about Lizardo? McMahon?
All pitchers, I agree with.
Jesus Lizardo.
What about McMahon?
Rookie pitchers, I would
Wait
never
a second, Hotshot. What about McMahon?
Does McMahon still qualify as a rookie? I think the answer is no.
Oh, no. Okay, what about Rodgers?
He's also...
Remember when they brought him up? Everybody bid on these guys $1.5 million.
But I would also say that I think the Rockies handle things differently than a lot of other teams, and that's kind of the problem. They don't ever let one of their rookies just play and play every single day. They keep calling him up and putting him back down.
Well, look, I can't argue that it hasn't changed because there's no question that it's changed. But I still think next year's draft, although these guys won't be rookies, the rookies we just overspend. But lately they've been coming up in the middle of the year. And they're hot picks, but I still think that we overspend on them on our free agent budgets.
Austin Riley, a lot of money went.
In the past, you'd be right, but again, not this year. The person who overspent.
People went crazy with
these
rookies.
What about Nicky Lopez?
Nicky Lopez. Lenny,
the person
you,
who overspent on Austin Riley got 16 home runs from this guy.
Uh-huh. What about
there
Nicky
was four rookies that came up at the same time, the Austin Riley, yeah. Nicky Lopez, and a couple other ones. And really, the only one that's panned out is Riley.
Yeah.
And nobody would have known that. It was just taking the other ones? Throw the darts at the dartboard.
Oh, it was that week that everybody came up. I don't have
Wait, maybe it was Mercado.
Oscar Mercado, he was another one. He's been good. All right, give you that.
Can't be disappointed.
Oh, it has changed.
Alvarez, .342 average, 7 home runs, 25 RBIs, .415 on base percentage.
You just got to watch it with the rookies. They're not, you know, you can't build a team in your hopes around rookies.
Before we break, what position is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. going to be playing moving forward?
Has to play third base. He can't play.
I don't
play
even know if he can play third.
I don't even know
why
if he can
Why
can't
he play
either.
Third base? What's the problem? Because he's too big.
I don't
when he
know.
Thinks you're too tall, you can't play third base.
Well, that's true.
I just don't
that's
know
why,
if he's going to play effectively at the way he looks. Yeah.
That's why Ryan Mountcastle can't play third. He's too tall. Ahmad Rosario can't play third. He's too tall.
That's ridiculous.
It's not. I can play third.
They roll you over to third base.
You can play short.
Ooh, that's a low blow.
All right, what we'll do here is, as always, every day at the end of our first hour of the show, we give you a little in case you missed the first hour of the show for a couple of minutes. And then what we'll do is we'll come back and dive into some more of the fantasy hot topics. We'll get our results from You Make the Call, and you'll determine what we talk about in the second hour of the show. Some of those topics will include Lenny's breakout stars, Andrea's second half busts, and we'll take a look a little bit deeper into some of the numbers and determine if what we're seeing is real or if it is fantasy. I guess you could kind of call it fantasy or reality. That's coming up next. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish live with you here at the FNTSY Studios in New York. I also have Lenny Melnick with me, as well as Andrea Lamont. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to FST here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed.
Tonight, finally, baseball had its chance to shine. Pete Alonso, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Josh Bell. And these are the kind of guys that we are drafting in fantasy, but in reality, we need a little bit more of that for people to be interested in it.
So not there was only one hitter that makes over $1 million a year in this. And it was, I just feel like baseball did the best thing that it could have possibly done to recruit new fans, to get young people interested. I think that for baseball, the biggest issue is trying to recruit new fans, young fans. And yesterday, you had the fan favorites up there hitting, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was just putting on a show. I mean, yeah. He's only hit 8 home runs all season so far. So he's been a little bit disappointing for fantasy owners that drafted him.
Sure.
But baseball did the right thing. It was very much fun. I did watch it, actually. So I'm not that important.
Where? You know. Both of you guys are in the same house?
He's busy.
I was out. I had an HOA meeting for 3 hours. Yeah. But I will tell you.
Lenny, it's been great having you here on the show.
Thank you very much.
Andrea, continue.
Home run what? Roller derby?
How can you miss the home run derby?
I had a very important meeting, man.
You going to watch the All-Star game tonight?
We had people sleeping in the parking lot in parking lot 12.
Breaking. These are the two players that were featured in the home run derby last night, but arguably I can make the case that in fantasy, people will have to make decisions next year. In fact, I would go on a limb and say next year in fantasy, the guy who won the home run derby, Pete Alonso, is, if things continue and trend toward this way.
They won't.
Okay, well, hold on a second. If things continue and trend this way, and you're right, there's no guarantee of that.
Oh, no.
He'll hit 40 to 50 home runs. Yeah, the record for a rookie is 49, right? McGuire in 87. Okay.
The Tigers have a good farm system. Even Miguel Cabrera is saying we can't trade Matt Boyd. If you're going to rebuild, how do you trade your best pitcher? I don't think they're going to get the haul that they deserve. I don't want to see Detroit trade Matt Boyd. I don't want to see teams tanking it so that they can get a better draft pick or better players. Come on, man. Keep your good players and build around them.
What do you think Miguel Cabrera is going to say?
Yeah.
Stuck there for the next 6 years.
Yeah, he said he doesn't want to rebuild, man. I don't blame him.
Of course he doesn't want to rebuild. He's got nowhere to go.
A reporter's asked, how come he only has 6 home runs? You know what he says? He says, look who's batting behind me.
Yeah.
And he came out and said that.
I understand that. Listen, a Hall of Fame player, but not nearly what he was. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number 2, if you're listening live. Or if you're listening on demand, this is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.